This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1911, recorded on Thursday the 16th of June 2016. Callers on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. This part of Chatterbox is read by Liz Bryan and Rupert Hipwell.
This week we welcome new listeners. Hello, we hope you enjoy receiving your weekly Chatterbox. On this part of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have a selection of letters from the evening news and a feature recalling the dark days of 1942 and one Norwich member of the Home Guard. But first, some stories from in and around Norwich.
An Irish coffee company, owned by a lifelong Norwich City fan, has been named as the new sponsor for the South Stand at Carrow Road. The Gerald Stand will be renamed the South Stand, sponsored by the Galway Roast this season. We revealed this month that the club was ending its 12-year partnership with Gerald, South Stand sponsor since its £8 million redevelopment. Galway Roast will also be supplying its coffee to all hospitality areas and matchday kiosks inside Carrow Road. Joint owner Neil Murphy said his mother's side of the family were from the Anglia Square area of Norwich. Many of his family now live in Sprowston, and Mr. Murphy has fond memories of attending matches. He said, "I was 10 when I went to my first ever game in Norwich, and it was in fact the first game of football I have ever watched. My cousins were car park stewards for the players, so I used to get to meet the likes of Lee Power and Robert Fleck. It was a real treat going to the matches for me." The Irish company began as a cafe in Tuam, County Galway, 10 years ago, and now has three outlets in Ireland. It opened its first store in the UK in Norwich on May the 20th on London Street. Mr. Murphy said many Irish customers knew his Norwich links. "When I was younger, at hurling training in Ireland, I used to wear my Norwich jersey to practice every week," he said.
Scout and brass band guru Ian Coleman said he was shocked to find out he would be receiving a British Empire medal. Father of three, Mr. Coleman, of Ringland, has spent 40 years with Taverham Scout Group and Taverham Brass Band, and is currently chairman of Ringland Parish Council. He's been awarded the medal for services to the community in Norwich. Mr. Coleman, who's 51, has held leadership roles with the Scout Group since he was 18 and has been chairman for the last 10 years. He has also conducted the brass band for 25 years and will lead a concert today at Kelling Heath Holiday Park. Mr. Coleman admitted he might have an extra glass of wine to celebrate the news. "I love working with people and being able to have a bit of influence on someone else's life. It's great to see some youngsters join the band, for example, watching them develop as a person as well as a musician, and then seeing them playing at a big concert or event."
A groundbreaking Norwich scientist has been made a Dame of the British Empire for her work on plant genetics and for her commitment to advancing careers for women in science. Professor Caroline Dean of the John Innes Centre is internationally recognised for her work on developmental biology, particularly relating to the flowering times of plants, which has had an impact on agricultural issues ranging from wheat productivity to scheduling of horticultural crops. Beyond the laboratory, she has also worked extensively with schools, aiming to engage young women to develop careers in science, technology, engineering and maths. Professor Dean said, "It is amazing what curiosity can achieve. I am honoured to have been made a dame, and I hope this recognition helps to inspire girls and female scientists at whatever stage in their educational careers to follow their curiosity and do what inspires them the most."
The Reverend Heather Wright has been supporting the deaf-blind community for almost four decades. She has received the British Empire Medal for services to the community, in particular, deaf-blind people, news which she said came as a wonderful surprise and honour. 29 years of her career were spent working with a deaf-blind manual and communicator guide scheme, as well as becoming a Braille instructor, roles which enabled many to communicate with their family and friends. Mrs. Wright, who's 68, of Moore Avenue in Sproston, was ordained as a non-stipendiary curate before becoming priest at St. Thomas Higham Church 20 years ago. But she continued to work with deaf-blind people, becoming assistant chaplain to the deaf, before chaplain to the deaf-blind 13 years ago, and chaplain to the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind 9 years ago, roles she holds today. Mrs. Wright, a member of the Mothers' Union, is well known in Sproston, having been assistant priest in the area for 17 years, a role she only retired from on Easter Sunday. Today, she continues to volunteer in the region with the Peterborough-based Deafblind UK. "It's been a privilege to serve the County of Norfolk," she said.